right now, Keith, changes in the wind damage approach from the insurance industry. Bring us up to date.
That's correct, Tony. What we're seeing, a lot of the insurance companies are being more liberal in what they're determining to be damage that would lead to replacing a roof versus just paying for a small patch job. So we encourage anyone that's been affected by the storms to contact us and get the insurance company involved. And our goal will be to get the insurance company to pay for a new roof.
You guys have a wonderful reputation.
We have. We're very proud of it. We've been in business over 6 years now. We've been on the Basilio Show all 6 years.
Free upgrade still available?
Still available. Every time that there's a three-tab roof that we go out and price, we are given a free upgrade to 30-year dimensional shingles that has a 130-mile-an-hour wind rating to protect you from future storms. Call me at 865-803-2674 or visit our website at sensibleroofing.com.
Sensibleroofing.com. Again, sensibleroofing.com. 865-803-2674. Sensible Roofing Solutions.
Portions of today's Tony Basilio Show are brought to you by KnoxvilleJiffyLube.com. Jiffy Lube now offers tires, brakes, and other services your vehicle needs. Go to KnoxvilleJiffyLube.com for $10 off oil change coupons and find one of the select tires, brakes, and services locations. Jiffy Lube.
Some really crazy minor chord stuff there from Stephen Taliaferro. Nice paisan who looks like an Indian. Out in front of Aerosmith. Dream on. Dream on this week. Dream on. 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 Dream on, Cinco. Dream on. Let's go to West Tennessee and get our next call in. And then, by the way, Cecil the Diesel Hurt's going to join us coming up, getting the update on our enemy. Hello and welcome in to West Tennessee.
How's it going, Tony?
Hey, brother. Welcome in.
It's Cody over in West Tennessee, just a farmer out here doing a little row cropping.
I love it.
Show every day. You got a fantastic show.
Hey, I love it, man. Thank you.
Just wondering, on Colton Jumper, is he going to be able to move laterally through that defense since Kirkland's coming back? Are they going to use him as depth? Or what's your opinion on that?
Cinco, what happens with Colton Jumper now? It's a really great question.
I think they'll, with teams that they play a 4-2-5, I think you could put both of them in there as like two inside-ish type linebackers.
Yeah, so are you down there in West Tennessee, man? You got to be really proud of that kid, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're a long ways from the stadium up there, but there's plenty of Balls fans back over this way that'll make any kind of travel. And,
yep.
When he started in the first two games, you wouldn't have thought that he was going to really show out, but Shoup's really done a lot with him, for sure.
Well, you know what the kid proves is how different people respond to opportunity in different ways, and he's a reason, just like this whole team, which defies conventionality, he's a reason why we love college sports, because the truth is you just never know about this stuff. You just never know. You just never know.
Absolutely.
I mean, we could sit around and talk till we're blue in the face and talk in circles. I mean, when you look at Tennessee on paper and you look at their statistics, it does not add up to a 5-1 start. It just doesn't. But the team's 5-1 because guys like Colton Jumper, who have defined what a conventional middle linebacker should look like at that level, they're just doing it. I mean, he's just playing. He is playing out of his mind right now. He was out of his mind on Saturday.
Yeah, that's why I hate to see him go to the bench. You know, maybe they can figure out some way to use it.
Well, he's not going to the bench.
No, he's not going to the bench.
I mean, there's no way they're going to put him on the bench and have Elliott Barry in the outside, if you will, linebacker role. That's not going to happen. He'll be on the field.
Well, good deal, guys. I'll hang up and listen.
Hey, thank you, man. Good talking to you. There in the western part of our state. Great talking to you. And we're going to bring in Cecil the Diesel here in a moment. He's with TiderInsider.com, also Tuscaloosa News. And we'll visit with Cecil the Diesel coming up.
Your comparison to the Red Army hockey team was so spot on, I couldn't believe it.
Walk people back through that, what you're discussing there.
Well, you had mentioned how us playing playing Alabama in this era is very much like in the 80s, the 70s, et cetera, when hockey teams would play the Red Army of the former Soviet Socialist Republic. They were all professionals, but they were all the best of the best. And those teams would just come in and, I mean, like Genghis Khan and just slay anything that came about them. That's why the Al Michaels, Jim Craig, Mike Ruzzioni, that's why that hockey gold medal was so special. Not because anyone cared about, with all due respect, hockey at that
time. Correct.
It's because they were just, it wasn't that they were so great, and they were great, because they tore apart NHL teams, but it was because they played by a different set of rules. They had professional players on there, and we always think college kids. Everyone on that U.S. team that won, Jim Craig and all them, were from college. At college, Herb Brooks, college coach, before he went to the Rangers, I believe. And that's why it was so important, because they were so, I mean, they were just the immovable object.
And they did it with a, and I guess the reason I made that comparison, I was thinking about when I watch Alabama play, there's just not like a lot of celebration. There's not, it's almost like they take the field, Doc Sinclair, and they expect to rip you apart. And they expect to execute. And they expect to win. And they expect to win convincingly. And the thing about that Soviet team, because we were following hockey back then, is, and I was really into the sport back then, is you would see your favorite players, like my favorite players, the Flyers back in those days, and they would play that Soviet team when it was like all-star time or whatever, and the NHL would have these teams of their best players. And that same team that that those American kids beat a year and a half earlier beat the NHL 7-1 and 6-2 and 7-1 in two exhibition games, just beat the living hell out of them. And so here comes these kids, and they beat them. And my whole thing with comparing Alabama to them is that Alabama just destroys you. Like, they don't even – Butch Jones talked about it this week, and people think, well, that's just coach speak. No, it's not. He said, I admire the way that they just do what they do. And I think any coach would, because – how do you keep your mental focus when you've had a run like they've had? I mean, they just keep adding trophies to the trophy case. And Doc Sinclair, it's crazy. I mean, it's crazy how they execute. It's crazy how it's unflappable what they do. It's nuts.
Well, I think he is, I can't speak for Paul Brown or Lombardi or any of those guys. I can't speak for that.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I think he's the greatest in my lifetime, and that's Saban, is simply because, he runs his program the way he runs his program, and just, you know, and everything. It's an evil empire if you're not a fan. I get that. But the reason I respect him is because very few assistant coaches or players leave that program and take it to another level. He seems to, year after year, get the absolute best out of the talent of assistant coaches. And I think when they move up, Lance Thompson came up here, was basically an anemic recruiter. He goes back there, he's another recruiter of the year. And football players, you look at Ingram, Trent Richardson, all those running backs that they've had, you know, they never seem to live up to the same kind of playing ability they had at Alabama. And that's it, 1 or 2 years is one thing, but he's been consistent with that. So I take my hat off to him. I think he's the greatest of my lifetime.
Yeah, I admire them, and they'll murder you. And there's no doubt. I mean, here's the other thing about him that I'll say to the Barnes and Eastas. The thing about him that's so incredible is he never quits recruiting. He never quits recruiting.
Aren't they roughly the same age?
Probably. Nick Saban maintains a level of
gas in his tank, Sean, that we've never seen in college sports.
No, and
he's a habitual
recruiter. On a personal level, on a personal level, I think there's some psychology
right
behind that that's not really healthy.
Right.
But you see that in CEOs and companies, leaders in different countries, et cetera. But if you have that never happy, maniacal, never satisfied, always have to prove something to a ghost.
Yeah.
If they're in charge of your program, well, you celebrate that. But I do feel for him a little bit.
Let's go to the phones. Yeah, I feel sorry for him, too. It's Bama week. Cecil the Diesel's not answering the bell. Adam is up
That's
next
right.
with us. Adam, hello and welcome in.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Adam.
Guys, it's going to happen this Saturday. I'm calling right now. Tennessee, I don't know what it's going to be, the final score. I don't know how they're going to win the game, but Tennessee's going to beat Alabama. I can feel it right now. That stadium's going to be electric Saturday from start to finish.
Yes, it is.
I just got this gut feeling Tennessee's going to play their best game of the year, and it's going to be this Saturday.
You know, hey, live in it.
I don't see how. I don't know how they're not. I just got this feeling they're going to play their best game of the year. They're going to come out on top Saturday.
Live in it, brother. Why not? Here's the thing about these guys. Again, you have a conventional thought, and they are going to overcome your conventional thought. You have them in some kind of box. They're going to turn the box around on you. And that's what they do. That's what this football team does. So I say to you and anybody listening, why not? I walk in there, hey, full-throated, expecting to win the game. Now, expect to get behind early. Expect to get mad. Expect to see some sloppy, unconventional football. But Adam, when the bell tolls, if you say to me, this team's going to find a way to win, I say, hey, I believe that. Why not? Why not?
Is this the first time since 2006 there's been a top 10 matchup in Neyland Stadium?
First time since 2006 there's been a top 10 matchup in Neyland Stadium, is that right? When's the last time both teams were in the top 10? I think that's probably right, Adam.
I think the LSU game in 06 where they won on the last, well, with just a few seconds left. I think that was a top 10 matchup. I think that's the last time there was a top 10 game in Neyland.
I'm bad at stuff like that. I'm not a poll guy. So I'm bad at stuff like that.
Do you agree with the do you believe with the comment Gary Danielson said about Alvin Kamara, best running back he's seen so far in the SEC this year? I know he had a record-setting day and he had a game for the ages, but I don't know if you can put Kamara up there yet, I think it's obvious the guy deserves a lot of touches, even with her back in the game.
Cinco, what do you make of that comment by Danielson?
If we can just isolate this comment and not associate it with anything else, I think he's the best running back on Tennessee's team. And again, I hate to qualify with, I'm not ripping Hurd, I'm not doing everything. He's such a complete running back that, our offensive coaches have a challenge on their hand, really. And I don't know if the better one, I've not seen, you know, Fournette has the return ability that Kamara has, but I've not seen him as a pass catcher like that. Now nobody in the NFL is going to draft Kamara over Leonard Fournette, I'll give you that. But he's a fantastic running back.
Fournette's playing for the draft. I think he realizes with, you know, all that's going on at LSU right now, Fournette's just ready for the season to get over with. He's ready for the draft. Kamara fits this offense the best. Now, we all love Hurd. Hurd's a true volunteer. I mean, he was one of the first commits in that 14 class, and he got the class going. But Hurd don't fit the offense the best. You put him in a pro style, the kid will dominate. But Kamara's complete. I mean, he catches the ball in the backfield. He's very shifty. The guy played the game to get one of the best games I've ever seen from a Tennessee player.
Tell you what he better do this week. He better protect that football because Alabama's going to be tackling it.
Well, I don't understand why our coaches can't use them like Oklahoma uses P. Ryan, the power back, and then they get Joe Mixon, Joe Mixon's a returner.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Mixon's a bigger secondary back. He's not a small guy.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to have either or. I mean, Oklahoma uses them both in a complementary role to great success.
There's no reason to put him, when we get back to healthy and full strength, in the witness protection program, I think is what we're saying.
Will John Kevin see the field any Saturday and somewhat?
Sure. But it won't be a tremendous amount of Hurts back and ready to go in a serious super capacity.
I know he did have a costly fumble, but the kid played lights out Saturday. He really surprised me. I know he's very capable. I didn't think his time was gonna be that good this past Saturday. He really impressed me, and I think he impressed the whole fan base and the coaching staff what he can do.
No doubt about it, man.
I mean, it's his time's going to shine. He's going to shine at Tennessee, whether it be next year, or whenever. But his time's coming. John Kelly really proved Saturday that he can play football.
He's a nice player. There's no doubt about that. Thank you, Adam.
I think what it proved is that you should not doubt Robert Gillespie's evaluation of running back.
That's pretty good point you make there, Sink. Let's go back to the phones. W. Your Lens next with us, followed by Yamsey. And if you want to get in, 865-200-5402. W. Lynn, hello.
How's my friends and compatriots doing today?
Hey, brother.
I'm looking at the media guide, and the 06 LSU game, we were 8 and they were 13. The last time I can find both in the top 10 was Georgia of 05. We're 8. And they were number 5.
Wowee.
Because that ended up being a losing season.
Wowee. Georgia, 05. And we were 8.
We were number 8 according to our media guide, and they were number 5.
GA was number 5. And was that the year they returned that long interception or something on the goal line for a touchdown? I think it was. And then
we were about to close the score at halftime.
That's right.
And we fumbled, and they went all the way.
Season was never the same after that.
No, and I remember they were beating us, and we scored maybe as time ran off the clock at the end of the game. And I know a lot of my friends were upset we still fired the fireworks. Because it made the score.
Yeah, they were killing us, and we had to shoot our.
Yeah, the score make a little more, as I call it, cosmetic.
I like tone deafness from your game presentation. I think stuff like that's funny. Or like when you have the ball on offense and people are doing the wave.
Yeah.
That's a really, Cinco, I've always found that to be a really interesting thing. When you've got the ball on offense and we used to have the people doing the wave and cheering, and you're kind of like, what are we doing? Are we trying to disrupt our own offense here? But that's the nature of things, so whatever.
It's stupid, but I like watching it.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, it's kind of funny.
Yeah, I think it's great. I mean, it's completely displaced, but I love it.
Yeah, it's completely idiotic, but go for it, man. Sure. Do the wave.
Tony, you told two great stories today. Doug Anderson and his lovely wife, Mary, had just joined our church.
Yeah.
And I never knew he was a Cheap Trick fan. I'm a huge Cheap Trick fan.
No, he's not. He's a fan of collecting autographs from famous people.
Okay, he just ended up hanging out with them.
He drove them from Moose's Music Hall, where they played in front of about 50 people on Cumberland Avenue, the original Hall of Fame Cheap Trick lineup, the whole deal.
They're on TV now.
He's begging them for an autograph. And then Robin Zander looks at him and goes, hey, man, can I ask you something? Can we get a ride from you? And Doug's like, well, my car's kind of small. So he's got Rick Nielsen, Zander, and Bunny Carlos jammed into his car with his hatchback open, and instruments are like draped out of the back of it. I mean, it's like this is Spinal Tap. And Doug calls me up and he goes, you're never going to believe this. But I'm going to tell you anyway. And I was like, Doug, I'll believe anything you say. I mean, I've never known you to lie. And he tells me the story. And then like a couple weeks later, they send him this big, huge care package. Thanks to the guy that gave us a ride and blah, blah, blah. And I'm going, it was true. Wow, it was true.
I've got a channel called Audience TV.
Yeah, me too.
They're still playing. I mean, they're playing, you know, in concert.
Oh, yeah, they rip. They're great live. The great energy. Always have had great energy.
In 79, Tony, I saw them in the Civic Coliseum, festival seating.
There you go.
Had Beach Boys tickets here in Stokely sold them, and me and my buddy Jeff went and saw them in Freedom Hall 8 days later in the Tri-Cities.
Great move. Let me throw this at you. When you went up there to Freedom Hall, did you, and I want you to be honest with me, W. or Lynn, did you roll you a Blunterio Smith?
Amen, brother.
W. or Lynn, thank you.
Thank you. Great show, Tony.
It's called Honesty and Full Disclosure. Let's get Titans Yamsies in here. Titans Yamsies, welcome in, buddy.
Good morning, my good Christian friend, and good morning, Sean.
Hey, Yamsie, welcome in.
Tony, I'm going to bring it to the table, buddy. And I know you're going to cut me off, which is fine. You go right ahead. But
wow.
Alabama is going to win that game Saturday. And I'll tell you why. We're shorthanded. We have a MASH unit.
Yeah.
You can call in Father Mulcahy and Hawkeye Pierce and Hot Lips Houlihan.
Wow.
And Colonel Potter. That's how
Clinger.
That's how bad we are. Injury
Bitter
wise.
Clingers. We're pretty
Well, I'm sure glad King David didn't take up that thought process when he was staring down Goliath.
Well, but Tony,
Sean's point is well taken. As long as you've got breath in your being, you have a chance. And this team here has been one that performs to the level where they'll take your breath away, man. I give these guys a lot of credit.
Tony, the bottom line of it is Texas A&M didn't beat Tennessee. It was Tennessee that beat Tennessee. There used to be an old Litterbug commercial, and it's called We Met the Enemy, and It Is Us. And that's what occurred last Saturday. Tennessee met the enemy, and it was them. Not Texas A&M, them. Fumbles. Interceptions, penalties. Need I say more?
Well, maybe they got it out of their system.
They better if they want to win this game.
Titans Bill, the deal is, and he's right, and they were talking about this on Swaney's show today. Tennessee's gotta play a cleaner football game, Sean. They just do. I mean, the margin of error when you play these guys, it ain't going to be A&M. I mean, you turn the ball, put it this way, you turn the ball over six times, Sean, against this team, what's Alabama going to do to you Saturday?
Pain.
They're
rip you apart.
Down.
I mean, they feast on that, and that's their game. They're going to, and that's why I said about Kamara, this week in practice, if he gets a bulk of carries, they better tell him, and I'm sure they're going to, brother, you better hold on to that football. You better hold that ball. You better hold it tight whenever contact comes. But you can't, you got to let Kamara play his game. And so he's going to carry the ball a certain way, which Coach Glanville's going to get into that tonight. Again, that's another one of his talking points. He wants to talk about tonight on the program about Kamara and the way he carries the football. Cause he does not want to make Alvin Kamara not Alvin Kamara, because then you take away what makes him special. In fact, in private conversation, he compared him to another back that he coached down with the Houston Oilers, and it's a great comparison. I don't want to give too much away for tonight, but it's a great comparison. Tonight on my VLT, tonight at 10 to 10:30, it's In the Pocket with Tony Robinson and also Swamp Rat Dewey Warren. And then at 10:30 tonight on my VLT, Jerry Glanville Show.
I'll be watching. And, Tony, it's like if I was on that football team, I'd tell them the same thing I'd tell you. I'd say, gentlemen, we met the enemy, and it is us.
Titans Bill, I want you to listen to something here. See if this brings you back. You got me thinking about PSAs and do not litter. Listen, Titans Bill. I'm looking at the crying Indian right now. Litter has washed up ashore. Litter has washed up ashore. Look at the Indian crying Titans, Bill. Look at it.
Iron Eyes Cody.
Iron Eyes Cody is now staring at you.
And he's bawling.
He's now crying.
Some people have a deep, abiding respect for the natural beauty that was once this country. And some people don't. People start pollution. People can stop it.
And Titans Belt.
For pollution booklet, Box 1771, Radio City Station,
Radio
New York.
God, that's awesome, Titans Belt. That Indian's got that tear streaming down his cheek and kind of reminds me of you after I blow you up today. 5, 4, 3, 2. Yeah. Thank you, Titans Bill. Great phone call. Where else in America on a sports radio show, Cinco, would they play the Indian Do Not Litter PSA from the 70s?
Next thing, you're going to have some conjunction. What's that function coming on or something like that?
Wow. Love that.
Schoolhouse
Working out phrases and da-na-na-na-na. Either out or later, ain't that choice. Neither now nor never. Da-na-na-na. Conjunction, junction.
Titan Bill's kind of the zero my hero.
We're going to take a brief timeout. No, I'm just a Bill. Yes, I'm only a Bill. And I'm standing here on Capitol Hill. Well, now it's off to the White House for the president to sign with a million other bills. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. If he signs me, then I'll be a law. How do I know that? How do we know that? And I hope and pray that he will. But today I'm still just Titans Bill. Is that incredible that I can just rip that off the top of my head? I mean, we can all do it, right? But the Indian, the crying Indian is forever burned into my brain. And I think about him every once in a while as I throw a wrapper out at my car window. I think about that crying Indian and hope and pray that that wrapper does not reach him. Is that not a terrible self-disclosure on my part? I'm either a complete simpleton or a bad steward. Steward. Or I'm both. More on the other side of
your family has a lot to worry about these days, like birthday parties, science projects, and earning that coveted pizza party in Mrs. Johnson's reading class. Worrying about getting there safely should not be one of them. No matter where you're going or whatever weather tries to stand in your way, provide for your family the peace of mind they deserve with the Michelin Premier family of tires. With more science inside, it revolutionizes the way tires perform as they wear, so they're safe when new and safe when worn. Now also available in light truck tires. The Michelin Premier family of tires gives your car, truck, minivan, or SUV a luxurious ride and confident control of the road, so you can focus on the thing that matters most, knowing your precious cargo is safe. Stop by Fleet Tire, I-275 Exit 1B in Knoxville. That's Fleet Tire, I-275 Exit 1B in Knoxville. Meet our family of experts. Make sure you have the tires designed to meet your needs in any weather. Safe refers to wet braking, wet handling, and hydroplaning resistance when tires are new and worn to 5/32 of an inch. Fleet Tire. Moosehead, Canada's oldest independent brewery, is a proud sponsor of the Fifth Quarter and the Tony Pasilio Show. Because like Tennessee sports, Moosehead Lager is pure tradition. Moosehead's been brewing next-level fine beers for over 145 years. Moosehead Brewery's flagship brand is a golden lager that's light in body and highly refreshing, offering a fine balance between malt sweetness and hop bitterness. Made from an age-old yeast culture, Moosehead Lager is brewed longer to impart its unique flavor. So answer the call and grab a Moosehead.
Have you been thinking about attractive and durable polished concrete floors? You need to know about a company called Reflective Floor Treatments. They're a concrete grinding and polishing company that specializes in residential and commercial floors. Polished concrete floors require very little maintenance, and Reflective Floor can add stain colors and many more options. The high gloss finish can even save on lighting costs. Learn more about the benefits and value of polished concrete at ReflectiveFloorTreatments.com or call 806-0085. Reflective Floor Treatments.
When it comes to home field advantage, the two words you need to know are Neyland Stadium. And when you're talking dental insurance advantage, the two words to know are Delta Dental. And know is sure to bring a smile to your face, as in no hassles, no surprises, no special ID cards required. Want to know more? Visit them online at DeltaDentalTN.com. Delta Dental of Tennessee. Dental made simple.
It's Performance Medicine Radio, presented by Performance Medicine. Our special guest is Dr. Tom Rogers. And Dr. Rogers, men are so under the gun right now, pressured in their lives, 24 hours a day. It's tough being a man these days.
I agree with you. Men are much more unhealthy than women. There's a lot more alcoholism. Men are more obese than women on average. They commit suicide about 10 times more frequently. They don't go to the doctor to get screened enough. They develop more cancers. They develop more heart disease and earlier. Most men are macho. They kind of ignore things until it's too late. So I try to emphasize to men to come in early. Let us kind of screen a few things and get some good advice on what you need to be doing. There's a lot of misconceptions and myths about testosterone therapy. I check every man's testosterone that comes into my office. There's a couple things I can tell you with certain surety is that testosterone does not cause heart disease. It does not cause prostate cancer, but you have to know what you're doing. I screen for these and pick the appropriate test to do and make sure that it's done very safely. But if you do it right, your life is going to go a lot better. I'm board certified in integrative medicine and fellowship trained. We do it the right way and you're in good hands, I can assure you.
A doctor you can talk to. Dr. Tom Rogers at Performance Medicine, 9700 Kingston Pike in Franklin Square next to Chop House, also with locations in Kingsport and Johnson City, online at performancemedicine.net. Performance Medicine. Wings Express wants to spice up your weekdays with great lunch specials. On that original Spicy's recipe you fell in love with on campus all those years ago. Wings Express is flying with a dine-in lunch special every day from 11 to 2. Buy 10 wings and get 5 free. Mondays and Fridays, catch the catfish special with delicious catfish, hush puppies, coleslaw, and fries, only $6.49 all day. Tuesday's Wingman Day, 50 wings, only $20. That's 50 wings for only $20 on Tuesdays. People come from miles around to get that original Spicy's recipe. Taste the difference at Wings Express. Wings so next level, they'll make you want to take off and fly. Wings Express, 5227 Clinton Highway, online at wingsexpress.com or call 357-WING. When you're hungry, fly high with that original Spicy's recipe and the great taste of Wings Express.
Professor Smarty went to Smart Way U. So many genius things he learned to do.
Smart Way.
Like getting you set up instead of fed up with everything for home when you visit or move.
Smart Way.
Putting off buying that new furniture or appliances you so desperately need because you're strapped for cash? Let Smart Way help. At Smart Way, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, pick the flexible pay plan you want. 2, pick out the furniture, appliances, electronics, even tires you want. 3, Smart Way delivers and sets up everything for free. Go to GoSmartWay.net right now and get pre-approved for up to $3,000.
Be smart, buy smart, and Smart Way. Kingston Pike and Walker Springs.
Professor Smarty is right. Be smart, buy smart at Smart Way. Kingston Pike and Walker Springs or GoSmartWay.net.
Go Smart Way. Pay your way with Smart Way. GoSmartWay.net.
Tony Basilio joined by Marcos Garza with the Garza Law Firm. Marcos, driving around town, I see your billboards. I got your six. You're a Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine. How did your training in the Marines help prepare you to serve others here in what you do?
A couple things in this world that made me more tenacious. Those two things that stick out in my mind are probably high school wrestling. High school sports for people, I think a lot of us draw from those experiences. And the second thing is the Marine Corps. There is a certain camaraderie among Marines that's really kind of special. And a lot of it, I think, is kind of a self-selection process. Most folks who sign up for the Marine Corps anticipate they're going to be the tip of the spear, very likely to be in harm's way at some point during their career. The type of people who are willing to sign up for that and expose themselves to that kind of perceived risk generally are fairly selfless.
Experience the difference with the Garza Law Firm, treating clients like family. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300. That's 540-8300, the Garza Law Firm.
$5. Wait, 1 foot for five? Seriously? I mean, I'm no mathematizer, but $5 for one measly foot? That doesn't seem fair. What about two? 2 feet for five. Yeah. At Kenjo Markets, we want to make sure little things don't ruin your day. So the next time hunger strikes you, just pull into any Kenjo Market and grab a 2-foot-long Super Granddaddy sandwich. This monster of a sandwich piled high with 5 kinds of meat, cheese, tomato, and onion. They're made fresh daily, and they're just $5. Seriously, where else can you get a 2-foot sandwich for just $5? The 2-foot-long Super Granddaddy sandwich, only at Kenjo Markets and only $5. Because whenever you see the running Indian, we want you to think about convenience, not inconvenience. Kenjo Markets, where everyone understands it's the little things that count. Actually, this is kind of a big thing. I mean, it's a whole extra foot for the same price.
Portions of today's Tony Basilio Show are brought to you by KnoxvilleJiffyLube.com. Jiffy Lube now offers tires, brakes, and other services your vehicle needs. Go to KnoxvilleJiffyLube.com for $10 off oil change coupons and find one of the select tires, brakes, and services locations. Jiffy Lube.
Hey, never have too much hatchet in this world. As I welcome you back, 36 past the hour, you got a dream. Like Cubs Nation's dreaming last night. First team to overcome a 3-run deficit in the ninth inning since the New York Metropolitans did it in 1986. That was incredible last night out in San Francisco if you watched it. Cubs Nation's got a vol leave. Let's bring Cecil Hurd in. He's with TiderInsider.com/Tuscaloosa News. Cecil Hurd, appreciate you taking some time for us. It's always a pleasure to visit with you, and I hope you're having a good day today.
I am, and someday I'll learn the difference in Eastern Time and Central Time, and we won't miss connections.
Boy, I'll tell you, it is, that really is confusing, and I feel sorry because in our state, you know, we've got some people that live right at the end of the Eastern Time Zone, and I would imagine if you live over in Crossville, that is quite a confusing existence because they drive 15, 20 minutes and they're in the Eastern Time, so. Like store hours, for instance. Oh, that thing closed at 10. Oh, that's 10 Eastern, and we're, oh, whoa, are we behind or ahead? Anyway, I'm not a detail guy myself, so guilty as charged. I also have Dr. Sean Sinclair, who's joining us today from Parts Unknown, as we visit today with Cecil Hurd today on the program. And Cecil, we were talking about this Alabama team in the Saban era, and I'm a longtime hockey fan, and they kind of remind me of the old Soviet Red Army teams. And what I mean is, in hockey, it doesn't matter what the circumstance, it doesn't matter what's going on around them. They, when they used to take the ice, took care of business. And this Tide team, I mean, here you got a new quarterback, and man, they just go out and take care of business.
Well, they've stacked talent on top of talent, just like in your analogy. You know, every group of recruits that came up through the Red Army or whoever, they took the cream of the crop, and so they always had it stacked up for the national team. And not quite the same, but the idea is to pile classes on top of classes. And what happens too then is you get players who for the most part who understand that, who knows that there's going to be some time that if you're good enough as a freshman, you're going to play. If not, you know, you hang in there and you develop a couple of years. And so they've got every year returning talent. You know, last year they've got Jaron Reed and they've got Reggie Ragland and those guys go, but the next year they've got Jonathan Allen and then they've got Tim Williams and Deshaun Hand, who's the number one prep player who's just now getting to play a good bit after 3 years. So you always want to have enough. I thought watching last week's game against Arkansas, I thought, you can say what you want to about this game, about the strategy, about the coaching, but here's the fact, you know, Alabama's just got better players. I mean, they've just got better players.
Doc Sinclair, jump in here.
Well, Cecil, thank you. It's great to always hear you on Tony's show.
Thank you.
Before you came on, I made the comment that I believe that Nick Saban's the greatest coach in my lifetime. Up there, and I compare him with Belichick. You know, it, off the field stuff or personalities are really irrelevant to me. But the observation that I've made, accurate or not, is that.
It was a good observation. We lost him. Go ahead, Bryce. Stick him on hold and reconnect with him or however you're going to do that. You know, Cecil, the thing about this week is I want weaknesses. Give me a weakness, man. Give me give me a weakness. Give me some hope here.
Well, Jalen's a freshman, and he's done some freshman things.
There you
go. Know, if you watch him, they're not running 100% of Lane Kiffin's offense by any stretch of the imagination. They've limited what they've given him. It's a little more every week, but for instance, right now, he's really only making reads on half the field. They give him one simple check down. They give him a pattern and then one simple check down. And that's really about all that happens. And if that's not there, then he runs for what he can get. So there would be a lot of points on the table for him if they were running 100% of Lane's offense, which they are not. So, does that catch up to you at some point? It could if team, you know, they've just outscored Ole Miss. They've outscored Arkansas, which sort of shows you the kind of weapons that they have on offense. But they're certainly not doing it. The secondary, as I think all college secondary, I'm not going to say they've got a bad secondary. They've got guys who can make plays back there, but, you know, it's tough. That's tough work for any college team, but you can make big plays. There are big plays available against that secondary if your quarterback can either get time from his offensive line or can create time for things to develop. You know, where they get you a little bit is the amount of pressure they can put on you with four. But if you can withstand that, there are plays to be had against the secondary. They can turn the ball over. They're not nearly as positive in the turnover ratio as they were last year. So nobody can, with 85 scholarships and 100 teams competing, you know, nobody builds just a perfect team. They've had one undefeated team in 2009, and every other year somebody's found a way. So it's entirely possible that'll be Tennessee or Texas A&M, or, you know, it may not be anybody this year, but they're not, you know, so much better. People get caught up, A, in the championships they've won, and B, in that number one ranking, you know, that AP ranking. Which they're no better, you know, there's not a big difference. You can make an argument for one, you can make an argument for five, and you can make an argument that anybody in the top 20 can beat them. Kentucky can't beat them, you know, that's not going to happen. But Tennessee, Arkansas, Texas A&M, put together a good day, get good quarterback play, and you can beat them, sure.
Quarterback like Dobbs, will there be plays to be made for him with a guy like Jennings? And I mean, it sounds to me like you say, if you're looking at Bama and the way they set up defensively, you can make plays downfield, throw the ball over them a little bit, kind of like what Ole Miss did with their big receivers.
They did, and I think that they've been there for Dobbs in the previous 2 years. You know, I know 2 years ago he came in late, but he made some plays. And as his passing has improved, as he's gotten more accurate, as he's gotten some big play guys to play receiver. Sure, they that can happen. Absolutely, it's happened for certainly for Chad Kelly, and it's happened for, you know, Deshaun Watson last year. Different. I hate to say that this year's team is last year's team because it's not. But, you know, Deshaun Watson's a great quarterback, but he's a fair comparison in skill set. I'm not going to say that Josh Dobbs is as good as Deshaun Watson.
Right.
But they're similar, you know, they're similar. And so, sure, there are plays to be made. And I think that Josh, to me, you know, without being able to watch every single snap of Tennessee, but get to see a good bit of him, I think he's really improved this year, aside from being a great leader and clearly having that team's confidence. I think he's just improved in his execution.
Cinco, jump in here as we visit today with Cecil Hurt. He is with TiderInsider.com/Tuscaloosa News.
Well, see, so I'm not sure how much of my original question you heard, but a couple things that I made the comment that I think Nick Saban's the best coach in my lifetime, and the reason being, without drawing it out, is that, you know, very few of the assistant coaches players have the same kind of success that they had at Alabama at their next level.
And I think that's brilliant on his part, much like Belichick. Second thing is, I wanted you to talk about, for Alabama fans, you know, I watch, kind of like Kentucky in basketball, they change elite players every year, et cetera. And, like Tennessee, we haven't had that success, so we celebrate a Chris Lofton. We celebrate someone, you know, that's not Peyton Manning, but it just seems like it's next man up at Alabama. Does the program have an identity with the fans, or are there little places for guys to carve themselves out some identity amongst all that just elite talent?
Well, certainly successful players are remembered and revered, and the Heisman Trophy winners and so forth. But I agree with you that it's not really quite the same, because this has been in two relatively unequaled stretches of success. It's about the coach. You know, they convince themselves, and perhaps rightly, that it's the coach, not the players. It's not just that Peyton Manning or you know, a better example is probably Archie Manning is at Ole Miss, and suddenly they're a great team. Or Herschel, you know, is probably the best counter example. Georgia won the national championship with Herschel because Herschel's so great. At Alabama, it's either been about Coach Bryant or it's been about Nick Saban. And so it's a coach-centric program as opposed to a player-centric program. Doesn't mean that they don't love the players, and because they do, just like any college. But you know, if you ask people who the two most memorable names in Alabama football are, they won't name a player. They'll name Paul Bryant and Nick Saban. And that's just the way it's been. So it is a little different here. It's a little bit unusual, but it's just a weird set of circumstances that they've had two coaches that you could argue, you know, certainly I think anybody would have them as two of the top five, and whether they're 1-2 or not, that's for you to argue. Probably, and not necessarily for the better, Penn State was that way with Joe Paterno, that it was more about the coach and less about the players, and you want to avoid the, you know, what that ultimately can become in a negative, you know, where the coach is beyond having any control over him. But it's a coach-centric program here. There's no question about it.
This weekend's game, back on this matchup again. So Alabama's in the midst of their four-game stretch. Tennessee's at the end of theirs. Alabama's at the beginning of theirs. And you got kind of this look-ahead factor with this A&M game looming. And I'll tell you what about that A&M team we saw. Man, they are extremely physical. That was a street fight.
Doubt.
That was a street fight we saw last weekend. Is there a potential for Alabama? I don't want to say to look past because it's a Tennessee game. But is there that kind of potential? Hey, this is an Eastern Division opponent. Our Western Division stuff is what makes us.
Nick is pretty good about 1 week at a time. And they've been through, most of them have been through so much. You know, these are guys who have a playoff championship ring for the most part, unless you're a freshman. And so they understand that, hey, everybody gives you their best shot. Everybody. Is there something special about Tennessee week? Absolutely. 100%. It's huge rivalry. It's one that they really, have a lot of emotion about. But they've been through it before, and they know it'll be the same for them when they go to LSU, and they know it'll be the same for them when they play A&M. But they're humans. It certainly caught them. The year Manziel beat them, they came into Tuscaloosa and beat them with Texas A&M. They had played an incredibly emotional game against LSU the week before. But I don't think, to answer your short-term, your narrow-focused question, I don't think they'll be looking past Tennessee to Texas A&M. I think that they, you know, the Tennessee game itself carries that much weight, and they'll deal with Texas A&M when it's time to deal with Texas A&M.
Any injuries? Anything like that?
If Reuben Foster's, you know, who I saw on Todd McShay's draft list, he had him as the number one linebacker in the country, has a concussion, and so he'll be available or not based on how he responds to the concussion. It's funny, it wasn't a helmet to helmet thing. He kind of went over a pile and hit his head on the ground and gave him a concussion. So He did not practice yesterday. Shank Taylor, the offensive guard, also has a concussion. He didn't practice yesterday. Lester Cotton's pretty good backup at that position, but now, you know, Reuben, you don't have, I mean, they've got good, other good linebackers, but you don't have a guy like Reuben Foster. So if he's out, that would make a difference. He's really the only one. Josh Jacobs came out of the Arkansas game, but they're doing a little bit of running back by committee. Plus, Josh had an elbow, but I think he's okay. I think he could play. So, and they've got three other backs anyway. So, Reuben is the one that everybody's watching for, and he would be a big loss to the defense if he doesn't play.
Bottom line with Hurts is he's a freshman quarterback who you say they've kind of dumbed things down for because you have to with young kids. Mm-hmm. And he gets one option on offense, one and a half basically. And if it's not there, he's going to take off and run with the ball, which is what you've told us.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Going to be interesting. Going to be a really interesting game. You know, Tennessee's in the midst of one of these years where they just have figured out a way to stay in games and grab games at the end. And they almost won a game last week, Cecil, where they turned the football over six times, which I've never seen in my life.
You know, it's amazing. You'd think that A&M would have won by 30 with six turnovers in regulation,
yeah.
You know, and then one other one in overtime. But six, and you get it to overtime, that's almost against a good team, that's almost unheard of. One thing back to Jalen and your synopsis of what I said
sure.
was correct. But now the one thing he's shown, you know, you look at Ole Miss, they're down 21 points. And unlike a lot of freshmen, he didn't get rattled. He stayed the course, did what he needed to do. That's what they really like about him the most. Team respects him, fierce competitor, you know, just learning on the job. And that's just the way it is with freshmen.
And the thing about this league is pretty unforgiving toward freshman quarterbacks for that
sure.
reason. The kid at Georgia's had his moments, good and bad, and he's going to be a nice player. We saw him in the Tennessee game. He had good moments and bad moments.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully this kid will play like a freshman quarterback from Tennessee standpoint on Saturday. I like what you said. You know, as great as the Saban era has been, they've run the table one time, and that was, 7 years ago. So
right.
There's a loss to be had this year. Why not? This fan base here has some hope. It could be Saturday, and why not, you know?
Sure. Where they're playing, you know, they've come from behind. They've got good talent. I know they'd like to be healthier than they are this week, but sure, it's a tough environment. And, that's the way things go sometimes, you know. At the same time, now, if you don't come out and play well, you turn the ball over six times and get down 21 points against Alabama, you know, that's not a recipe for success, let me promise you.
Cecil Hurt, we'll check you out at TiderInsider.com, also Tuscaloosa News, and on Twitter we find you where?
It's just my name, Cecil Hurt.
Can't pass.
May I ask one more question?
Strong, we're out of time. We're out of time, Cinco.
Okay, sorry.
I'm up against
sorry.
It. Thank you, brother. Hey, Cecil, thanks.
Okay, so it's Saturday.
Hey, thank you. I'm up against this hard, and I've got a gentleman that wants to talk, and we're going to get him in. His name is Steven. Stay right there.
Stover's Liquidation.
More to this.
Largest stocking dealer of flooring has done the impossible. Now our low, low prices are even lower. Check it. At Stover's Liquidation, all in-stock mosaics and decorative tile are buy one, get one free. That means you save huge on millions of beautiful glass, tile, stone, metal mosaics, and decorative tile. With prices starting at just $199 for a 12x12 glass mosaic, Stover's Liquidation prices were already crazy good. But now spend just $199 and get two 12x12 glass mosaics. That's downright insane. And in stock bamboo flooring, now just $149 a square foot. All in stock cork flooring as low as 99 cents per square foot. Remember, Stover's Liquidation is home of the 88 cent porcelain tile with over 2,500 selections at or below 88 cents per square foot. Hurry into Stover's Liquidation on the Asheville Highway in Knoxville, open 7 days a week, or online anytime at StoversLiquidation.com. Stover's! Stover's!
Fall is here, and with the beautiful weather comes football. Nothing goes better with the game than Calhoun's world-class barbecue. That's why you need to visit any of the 9 East Tennessee area Calhoun's on your way to the game and pick up a Calhoun's Feed 5 or Feed 10 family pack. It's a tailgating touchdown in a box. Start with Calhoun's Hickory Smoke Barbecue. Add the buns, Smoky Mountain baked beans, and creamy coleslaw, and you've got a meal that will score a touchdown with every fan. Calhoun's even throws in the plates, napkins, and utensils in an easy-to-carry box. And the best part, it only costs just over $5 per person. An 80-yard touchdown scoring drive. The Calhoun's Feed 5 or Feed 10 Family Pack. Order online at Calhoun's.com or download the quick and easy Calhoun's app where ordering has never been easier. And they'll have it ready and waiting. The Feed 5 and Feed 10 Family Packs from Calhoun's. One of the Copper Cellar family of restaurants. Eat local. Eat good.
You thinking about buying or selling your house? There's never been a better time with the market as hot as it is today. Call the team at Day & Associates and let them help. Need to sell your house? Better call Day. Looking for a new home? Better call Day. Don't know what your home is worth and want a free market evaluation? Better call Day. Call Kevin or Donnie. 621-5510 or 577-2100. Looking for a career change? Or how about a secondary source of income? Day & Associates. Now looking for qualified real estate agents to join their team. 621-5510 or 577-2100. Better call Day. Want to learn how to say better call Day in Espanol?
Mejor día de la llamada.
Better call Day. In Espanol.
Mejor día de la llamada.
Better call Day.
Mejor día de la llamada.
Day & Associates.
Mejor día de la llamada.
Better call Day.
Joined by the great Keith Garrison of Sensible Roofing Solutions, when I visit with the living listener, several have chosen Sensible Roofing Solutions for their roofing needs, and you guys always deliver. Right now, Keith, changes in the wind damage approach from the insurance industry. Bring us up to date.
That's correct, Tony. What we're seeing, a lot of the insurance companies are being more liberal in what they're determining to be damage that would lead to replacing a roof versus just paying for a small patch job. So we encourage anyone that's been affected by the storms to contact us and get the insurance company involved. And our goal will be to get the insurance company to pay for a new roof.
You guys have a wonderful reputation.
We have. We're very proud of it. We've been in business over 6 years now. We've been on the Basilio show all 6 years.
Free upgrade still available?
Still available. Every time that there's a three-tab roof that we go out and price, we are given a free upgrade to 30-year dimensional shingles that has a 130-mile-an-hour wind rating to protect you from future storms. Call me at 865-803-2674 or visit our website at sensibleroofing.com.
Sensibleroofing.com. Again, sensibleroofing.com. 865-803-2674. Sensible Roofing Solutions.
Portions of today's Tony Basilio show are brought to you by KnoxvilleJiffyLube.com. Jiffy Lube now offers tires, brakes, and other services your vehicle needs. Go to KnoxvilleJiffyLube.com for $10 off oil change coupons and find one of the select tires, brakes, and services locations. Jiffy Lube.
Stephen joins us next along with Dr. Sean Sinclair as we finish up here on this Wednesday. Stephen, hello. Stephen, are you there? Cinco, okay, thank you, Stephen. Appreciate that. Cinco, on the way out here, Cecil gave me some hope, man.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's, again, it's like, it's kind of like Ivan Drago. It's, you know, they bleed like everybody else. I don't think this team, I don't think Tennessee is afraid of this team. They've got more better players. There's just, that's not a crack on Tennessee. That's the way it is, except if you're for everybody but Ohio State. And, but you know what? It's hard to get up for every game.
That's right.
The breaks can go for you, go against you, et cetera.
That's right.
And so on a one game setting, you know what? Would you rather have a team that is ultra talented or a team that thinks they can't lose and never dies? It's a great matchup. And, I for one think that, Tennessee's going to fight. And we'll just see what happens. That's why the games are played.
Cinco, I love you. Have you a great time, brother.
Can I tell you the question I was going to ask him?
Yeah, I got 20 seconds. Go ahead.
I was going to ask him, I think a great book one day would be all the assistant coaches that have come in to Alabama after trouble and have been blessed by almost like the John the Baptist of coaching.
and then moved on without, you know, all the criticism's gone. I wish he would talk about that.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Cinco. Love.
It's a beautiful Tuesday. And man,
beautiful outside. Tuesday. We love you. God bless. Hope you have a great day. Have a beautiful day. Love you.
Air down, put my records on this afternoon, play a little music. I'm teaching a little music later on. Got to work on the blog for a couple hours today. Get that knocked out.
Where are we, Brian? That show from yesterday that we're starting.
This Alabama,
is that the beginning?
Right now. Close your eyes.
Yeah, go. Okay, we're an hour and 2 minutes in. Cool. All right.
Fountain City Ramblers ought to work us up in honor of Thursday. That's Lance McCluskey on lead guitar right there. Here we go, listen. Oh my gosh. I'm coming up on the Art Museum steps. Here it is. There's Josh Dobbs. Turn around, Dobbsy. Turn around, baby. Turn around.